السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام البركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful day of Jumu'ah, the 22nd of August, corresponding with the 27th of Safar. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Afa with afiyat and good health. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala accept all your efforts. Hadith Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم. آمين. To all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 27th of Safar, 1447 here in South Africa. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 52, Surah At-Tur, Mount Sinai, and verses number 46 and verse number 47. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is speaking about the Day of Justice. What will happen on that Day of Judgment, Yawma, on that day? La yughni anhum kayduhum shay'a. That these enemies of Islam and Muslims, that they are plotting, planning, scheming, will not come in handy, even the slightest, but shay'a. Every person will be concerned and worried about himself. And when he or she is worried about themselves, then they won't even worry of their nearest ones. Therefore, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala mentions this clearly in the Noble Quran. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. On that day, the people will run away from their parents, from their spouses, and they will run away from their children and siblings. Chapter number 80 and verse number 34, 35, 36. Chapter 80, verses 34, 35, 36. Almighty Allah makes it clear. Every person will be concerned about him or herself. What will happen to me? Nafsi, nafsi. That will be the concern. What will happen to me? Which side will I go inside? Fariqun fil Jannah wa fariqun fil Sa'ir. One group will go enter Jannah, paradise, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. And another group will be dispatched to Jahannam, the hellfire. That is the justice system of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. يَوْمَ, on that day, the day of justice, the day of reckoning. لَا يُغْنِي أَنْهُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا. They are plotting, planning, screaming of the capitalists, secularists, Zionists, and whoever else, democratic parties and so forth, all haramis and all shaitans Islamically. So their plotting, planning will not help in the least شَيْئًا. وَلَا هُمْ يُنْصَرُونَ. And nor will they be assisted, and nor will they be helped in any way. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Shafa'ati li Ahlil Kabair min Ummati. I will intercede for those people of my Ummah who are Muslims, who have perpetrated, committed major sins. We all are guilty of sins. Somebody major, somebody minor, somebody even worse than that, the most heinous of crimes. But when he or she passed away, they passed away with Iman and Islam. So now already on this Mubarak blessed day of Jumu'ah Friday, repeat after me. Allahumma arzuqna, Allahumma arzuqna, shafa'at al-Nabi al-Mustafa, shafa'at al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yawm al-qiyamah. Ya Allah, grant us the intercession, the safarish, safarish is Urdu, the shafa'ah, the intercession, that's Arabic, of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of qiyamah. For ourselves, our parents, our children, our spouses, our siblings, our families, and the entire Ummah and Muslimah. But for the non-Muslim, there'll be no one to intercede. Walahum yunsarun. And before the day of Qiyamah comes, before their own death comes, before the day of justice comes, وَإِنَّ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, and verily for those people who are the oppressors and the tenpot dictators, and they are the ones who are transgressing, عَذَابَا, there will be such punishments for them. Look at America, how they were defeated by our Taliban and Mujahideen in Afghanistan. 48 countries coalition, they had to pack up and put their tails between their legs and run from there. And the Taliban received the booty of millions and billions of dollars, all with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Look at the epic battles of the Hamas and Jihadi Islami against America, against Israel, both of them super terrorists, India, Britain and the coalition. And they can't defeat them even now. Remember, that is Allah, Qudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So before their own death comes and before the day of justice comes, so for them there will definitely be punishment. Duna dhalika, before that, before their death and before the day of justice. Walakinna aktharahum la ya'lamun, but majority of them know not. Just now in the news, views, interviews, you will see how Allah is humiliating, disgracing and punishing them through His grace and mercy. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ, Allah gives honor to whomsoever He wishes. Allah humiliates and disgraces whomsoever He wishes. O Muslim, me and you should be reading daily. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ, O Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, include us in your special, special mercy. We need your mercy, Ya Allah, every minute, every moment, every second. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, وَالْحَالِيَا, whilst you are exclusively أَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, the most merciful one to show mercy. So وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, they are the one who are plotting, planning against Islam, against Muslims, against the noor and radiance of Islam. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ, they want to extinguish the radiance and effulgence of Islam, of Almighty Allah, with their mouths and their media and their politicians. But what happens? وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ, Almighty Allah, let the noor, radiance, effulgence of Islam spread across the world. Their own people embrace Islam. Their own people will defend Islam. Sometimes they are non-Muslim also. Therefore, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُعَيِّدُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِالرَّجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ, sometimes Allah ta'ala helps the religion of Islam through non-Muslims also. So, that is what we see today. So may Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala keep us steadfast on Iman and let us pass away with Iman. تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِصَالِحِينَ, chapter number 12, Surah Yusuf, verse number 101. Ya Allah, let me pass away with perfect Iman and perfect Islam, and unite me with the devout, devout Muslims. And the Hadith Sharif, in Musnad Ahmad, he, Habibuna Mustafa, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Allahumma ja'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. Ya Allah, make that the best day in our life, the day we come to meet you. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, O our beloved Allah, the one who is the most merciful one to show mercy. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 27th of Safar, 1447 here in South Africa and few countries. 95% of the cities, countries, continents of the world. Today is already Friday, the 28th of Safar, 1447. Hence, we in South Africa, we have to scan the sky for the new moon and crescent on Sunday night after Maghrib. It's 33-34 hours. Insha'Allah, Aziz is recited. That will usher in the month of Rabiul Awwal. Monday will be the first of Rabiul Awwal, Insha'Allah, Aziz. Those of you where today is the 28th of Safar, so remember tomorrow night, that is Saturday evening after Maghrib, you should be scanning the sky. And the Saudis and them, I'm 99% sure they will say that the moon is sighted, and then for them they will say Sunday is the first. Obviously, we have no confidence in the sighting of the Saudis and the Munsamis and Haramis. Today is day number 686 in Gaza al-Mubarakah in Palestine. So let us present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Our Hamas have put on a gallant and an epic battle. Yesterday they dispatched 8 jutlas straight to hell, the Zionists and Jews. Remember that. We're very proud of Hamas. We affiliated with them and we make dua for them. They must wipe out the Israelis and Americans who are murdering our babies, children and innocent people, as you will see just now. So he, remember Netanyahu, the war criminal, says that negotiations are starting regarding the release of the hostages on our terms. You go to hell. You're going to go to jail. You and Trump, inshallah. Allah ahlikhum kama ahlakta Ada wa Thamud. Ya Allah, you decimate them and destroy them and send them to jail here in this world and in the year after the Haramis. MBS, you Salafi scholars, you scholars for dollars who are bootlicking the backside of the Saudi embassies. And the Saudis remember that because of their money. He builds a cinema right there in Makkah Mukarramah and on the outskirts of it. You call Muslim, I call him Murtad bin Shaitan. Every Salafi scholar, hang your head in shame if you can't speak against him. And every other Maulvi and Sheikh who can't speak against the Kafir Saudi regime, hang your head in shame. Quran Sharif teaches us, chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse 25. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُزِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Who just makes intention, just intention of oppression and deviation there in Makkah and Mina and Muzdalifah and surroundings and so forth, we will unleash a painful punishment. This is a stooge of America and Israel, not Khadimul Haramain Sharifain, Khainul Haramain Sharifain, a traitor to the Haramain Sharifain, and Khadimu America and Israel. That the servant of America and Israel, the Haramis, we make dua, Allah give them hidayat. But if there's no hidayat, Allahumma ahlik ahli Saud, kama ahlakta Ada wa Thamud. Allah must decimate them, destroy them. See, the American media is still carrying on with the story. How come the Israeli official, you see, his name Alex or whatever the hell his name is, the Harami. So he was arrested in a sexual offense, you understand? They wanted to get busy with the child and children. But then suddenly he's left scot-free. Where is the justice? Remember that, America. Where is the justice of Israel? Where is the Trump and where is Netanyahu? Both khabis, both shaitan, both haramis, both war criminals. So that is what we are seeing. Then they want to speak of democracy and human rights and justice. We must name them, shame them, and nail them, remember. Haaretz newspaper poses the question, who will pay for the Israeli occupation in Gaza? He says we're going to take over the whole Gaza city. Then Gaza, big talk, remember that. They can't even get the jutlas to fight there. They bring in the reservists, and the reservists are already wetting their pants, you must remember, and underwear. Another enemy of ours, as enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 5, verse number 82, the last verse of the six Jews, the six Supara. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies today and in the future will be the Jews. Allah didn't speak about Zionists, he spoke about Jews. And وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, and the mushriks, the idol worshippers, the Hindus. Hence your worst enemies of Muslim everywhere in the world will be the Jews and the Hindus. We never ever said every Jew or every Hindu, but we definitely will say majority of them in all parts of the world. Listen to the Israeli media, the Israeli politicians. 83% of the people killed in Gaza were civilians. Nothing to do with Hamas and so forth. So they target our babies and children. They target our men and women who are civilians because they are the swines, they are the pigs, they are the donkeys and monkeys. As mentioned in the noble Quran, we must be very clear on that. So if you don't believe in this as a Muslim, you yourself will join them, you out of the fold of Islam. Chapter 5, Surah Maidah, verse number 60. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. Allah made them into monkeys and swines and pigs. And Allah speaks of their leaders and their rabbis. Suratul Jumu'ah, today is Friday. Go open the chapter on Friday, chapter 62, verse 5. كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. They are just like donkeys carrying on, carrying an encyclopedias and so forth. 83%, because you know why? They are the murderers of prophets and messengers, the scum of Allah's creation, and the worst of the worst, a nation that is cursed forever. There in Colombia, big problems between the army and the rebels. So yesterday they bombed the place there where the army was. 12 people killed in Colombia. These are all non-Muslims. U.S., can you believe Trump and them? They paranoia, you know that? They suffer from a complex. U.S., America is going to review all 55 million visa holders. Can you stay there or not? Or we'll send you to Uganda. We will send you to Swaziland, Iswatini, and all these puppet countries. Remember that. You see Trump, so you must remember that he was on fraud charges. And he's still on fraud charges. So now the appeal court threw out that case and said, you can't charge the man. You understand, 500 million in all the dollars and so forth. This is too excessive and unfair. But you must remember that the people, the AG and all of them, they are going to appeal. So remember, he is guilty on fraud. The only thing was the penalty on fraud. That is debatable. So now the Attorney General will be appealing that. So inshallah, he will still have to pay something. So he's a rapist, he's a pedophile, he's a fraud. And remember, it all let you messes or asses there in America and other places who support him. 78 million messes who are asses, remember, voted for this pedophile, rapist and fraud and so forth. Now everything is coming out. And Huckabee is the ambassador for Donald Duck and Trump there in Israel. He says that all these settlements in the West Bank are not against international law. Huckabee, you better get one bee to sting you on your backside, because that's where your brains are. So that is against international law and against the United Nations, remember, resolution. And 90% of the countries do not accept it. But your brains are the back, so what can we do? Russia, that's why I like Putin. You see that? Putin fixes America up, fixes NATO up, fixes Europe and Israel up. Russia launches one of its biggest waves of strikes there in Ukraine in the past month and so forth. Well done. He sat with Putin, sat with him, with Trump, Donald Duck. And Donald Duck thought again he will get some credit, the egoist and narcissist. But every time Putin humiliates him and disgraces him, and he knows he will never take on Russia, because Russia will clean them up with the nuclear. They have the largest amount of nuclear. UK summons up the Israeli ambassador. She's a lady, 100% Zionist, 100% crazy in the brains. and humiliates her, you must remember, regarding the expansion and division in the West Bank. Allahumma zid azabaka alayhim. The United States is going to face a hurricane, Irene, whatever you want to call it, to drench Virginia. So remember Allah's punishment on America. Allah increase it, Ya Rab. You see, in the Republicans, they play games. So they are the ones who redraw the map of Texas so they get extra 5 seats. So the Democrats say, we're going to do the same thing in California. We will redraw the map and so we get extra 5 seats and so forth. They all just play games, remember that. These are the biggest states there in the United States, California and Texas and so forth. 50 states in United States, but we must change the name. The United Snakes, they are the haramis. Russia has 1,500. You must read the Russian news and all that. Fascinating, you know. They give you a different perspective. So Russia has 1,500 political prisoners. So that is what they admitted to. And remember, beside that, there must be others, that much I can tell you. Listen to this. Putin's message to Israel and America and NATO and everywhere else. Wonderful. I sent it out last night. You see that? To thousands of people. Putin, the president, you see, of Russian Federation, says, if we, Russia, had to do 10% of what Israel did in Gaza, the NATO, meaning America, and them should be right at the doors of Russia and attacking us and so forth and so on. But because it is the apartheid, that is what he means now in the onset, unless you got no brains. So because it is the Jewish and the apartheid terrorist regime and the blue-eyed boy of America, so therefore they are blocking and vetoing there in the United Nations Security Council and so forth. Well done, Putin. You hit the nail on the head. Another article I sent out last night, that he said the dominoes are dropping. That is Putin. Putin gives them stick, remember. He says that this whole banking industry, therefore you Maulvis and Sheikhs and Sheikhul Islam sitting on the Sharia boards and collecting big, big wages. How the hell can you sit on the Sharia board when the whole capitalistic system is haram with interest and so forth? So he writes, you must remember, and says Putin, I like Putin, you must remember, we must have some haramis to sort these people out. He's a big harami, this guy. So you must remember that. So therefore, you know what he did in Syria and Chechnya and that to the Muslims. So remember, when I say he's a good guy for against the Americans and the NATO and Israel, he says that now the dominoes are falling, that you guys, the Rothschilds, you are always in charge of the banks and the finances. So now we're telling you, we're going to de-dollarize. So inshallah, he doesn't use the word inshallah, but Imran Khan will come out on bail inshallah very soon, you see that. So Imran Khan said that he is, you must remember, his wife is a Muslim. Allah alone knows, but I heard that interview myself. So nevertheless, so he, Putin, says we're going to de-dollarize and we got nothing to do with your Rothschild and your hegemony on the finances and banks. And that got the whole America and capitalistic world very, very concerned. The Zionists are very concerned because their name is stinking from Washington to Tel Aviv, the haramis, you must remember that. There's no future for Israel. Israel is kaput. I'll finish. Our leader, Sheikh Ahmad Yassin, the Waliullah, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, started Hamas in 1987. Nawwarallahu Marqadahu means Allah Ta'ala placed nur, radiance, effulgence wherever he's buried. Remember that. So you must remember in Gaza he's buried. So nevertheless, so he, you must say, Zawalu Israel. Israel will be no more in the year 2027, and it's going in that direction, inshallah. It's an opinion, it's not something you must believe in. France hits back at Netanyahu and tells him that what you are doing is against the law of international law and so forth. Karachi experiencing terrible things, where they had floods. Now they're in a fireworks factory warehouse, a huge explosion in Karachi, and that is the economic hub of Pakistan. 35 people dead. So the fireworks, Atish Bazi, if you know Urdu properly. So Atish Bazi, that's what they call it, Urdu, you must remember. So instead of exploding it there, it exploded on them and 35 people dead. How many injured? Xi, you know Xi? Xi is the leader of China. So Xi is going to visit Tibet after 60 years Chinese rule. You see that? You see, Norway are scheduled to play Israel in the World Cup. You understand, qualifiers. So they say that all the money we get and receive, Norway says, so we will give all that money to Gaza. And Italy and Norway and all these countries are saying that you must expel these haramis, kick them out from FIFA. I say kick them out from FIFA and United Nations. Come listen now to the South African news. Very interesting today. Keep your eyes open and ears open, people. Don't catch fish. So remember that it is Friday. You must be wide awake. EFF Malema attacks Trump. Say, Trump, you're good for nothing. You see, I agree. So you must attack him more, Malema. You see that? You must say he's a pedophile, he's a rapist, he's a fraud. Take out his whole CV and resume and disgrace and humiliate him. They listen to you. You see that? How Allah is disgracing you, Jutlas. Hey, you Jutla, you recording me? I'm honored, man, you harami. So the King David School, you see, in Victoria Park, end of this year is closing down. They said that this is a top school, but the Jutlas, the numbers are dwindling, the funds are dwindling. We say foot sack and go back to Israel or America or wherever hell you want to go to. We don't want you here if you're going to work against Islam and Muslims. Mackenzie, big trouble for him. The South African human rights, you must remember, they took him to the cleaners and they asked him 8 questions and he couldn't answer it properly. Remember that. So 8 charges are leveled against him, the PA leader. He was in jail before. He's an ex-jailbird and so forth. Remember that. Today I see the messages are gone viral. People say you must go to the Sahuk offices and so forth and so on. And it is alleged that there's corruption by Sahuk and by Jusa, and that is the Molvis here, the Jamiat in Joburg, and MJC there in Cape Town. So all of them, according to the pamphlets and messages going around, that is alleged they involved in some form of corruption or the other. So you want to participate, you go. Remember that. Yesterday I visited the rehab. All Muslims, 4 of them Hafiz of the Quran. But I don't know, I don't think so they know the Quran. This has become a big, big problem in our South African Muslims and South African people and worldwide problem. You see, there's no tarbiyah. That 90% of the time, the parents are too busy. The father is too busy with his phone. He's too busy playing golf. He's too busy, he must remember, having affairs and so forth. Mother got no time in most cases. She's running around to the mall. And sometimes she's meeting Paul and all these things. So where the hell are you for your children? You give them so much freedom. You don't share love with them. You want to buy off their love. And therefore, they get involved in all these unsavory activities. And you know how much these rehabs charge? 15,000, 20,000 a month. You must remember that. So remember that this is an indictment upon us. No sense pushing everything under the carpet and ostrich mentality and so forth and so on. And then there, you must remember, in Pretoria, in Shwani, they're mulling, but they're serious about it. They want to demolish the whites-only settlement in Kleinfontein. Now, you in Durban, you don't know what is Kleinfontein. Klein, small, Fontein Township. So you must remember the Burgis, the whites. They made like a small white township there in Pretoria. 100% we agree. You must tell them they can foot sack to America, Israel, or wherever they want to go. In South Africa, there's no more apartheid. We know what is apartheid. So you must never allow that. Even that Orania, Mandela and them made a big blue by allowing all these things there to go on. So nikah announcements will take place today between 10 and 10:30 with Mo Zahid Khan. Send it now, inshallah, to Junaid Mohtar, Jinnat Mohtar, all your nikah announcements. Inshallah, you can listen to it. I sent Mona Zahid one yesterday. So this morning on Markaz Sahaba between 10 and 10:30. Today's khutbah from Makkah Mukarramah, lecture in Khusaman, 11:25 South African time, 12:25 Makkah time, Sheikh Salih Al Humaid, and he is the most senior imam there, and his knowledge also, mashallah. So we hope it will be a good khutbah. And my Awai Jummah, our Jummah, Haji Ahmed Abdi will pick me up, inshallah. I'll be going there, you must remember, to Masjid Ibrahim. He's my connection, Ibrahim Gur. They call him Ibrahim Gur. So anyway, so you must remember that is in Southdale, next to Robertsham and so forth. And then tonight, 8 to 9, the good interesting program between Suleiman Esop and with that attorney, one of the most famous attorneys in South Africa, Zahir Umar. So mashallah, you should be aware of that between 8 and 9 tonight, inshallah, on Legal Eagle. Junaid Mota and Ma Salim Kareem, from Monday, Azan will go Fajr time 5:05 Azan from Monday, inshallah. So remember that, Mona Salim and Junaid Mota. Last one, remember that people from local and overseas are coming to South Africa, local going from town to town, or some coming from UK and other places, and they advertise Noorun ala Noor. There's no Noor and radiance in their talks. It's Zulumatum ba'duha fawqa ba'd. They're coming here to promote their darkness. Some of them, I have Quran, 100% murtad. My fatwa is they murtad out of the fall of Islam. Some of them are munafiqeen. Some of them are my students. I expelled them already from my list already. So you must remember that way. So I'm telling you, whether there's lectures there in your PE, or whether there are lectures there in your Durban, or Cape Town, or Joburg, and these characters come, it's not permissible to read Salat behind them and listen to their lectures. So that is our fatwa and that is our verdict. I will send out today something you must remember. And all of you read it and peruse it, inshallah. We don't have to curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician or any country. وَلَحَقُّ أَحَقُّ يُتَّبَعُ. We have to promote the truth and defend the truth. That is what Islam teaches us. Maulana, we have 10 minutes left. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Okay, sir. Are men allowed to wear tungsten, white gold, or titanium rings?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. People came with different types of rings, gold ring and this ring and that ring. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam objected on each one and told them that nay, you're not allowed to wear that, you see. So they said, what must we wear? Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ittakhidhu min wariqin. For men, you should only wear silver ring. And it must not exceed 4.85 grams of silver. Go read the academic discussion day in Ahsanul Fatawa by Hazrat Mufti Rashid Ahmed. We met him several times, sat in his majlis and meetings and so forth. MashaAllah, great, great Mufti of Pakistan. So remember, men, only silver ring, and the weight of it must not exceed 4.85 grams, and you wear it in your little finger or ring finger, not in your middle finger or index finger. The hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif.
Mufti Sahib, is Bariya a good name to keep?
Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam family, 6 children from Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, the 4 daughters, Sayyida Zainab, Sayyida Ruqayya, Sayyida Umm Kulsum, and Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anhunna, and 2 sons, they passed away in their infancy, Qasim, and the other one, Abdullah. Abdullah was known as Tayyib and Tahir. And then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had another son from Maria Qibtiyya, and he passed away when he was 18 months old. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried and said, "Wa inna bi firaqika la mahzunun ya Ibrahim." Oh, my beloved son Ibrahim, that your separation makes us so sad. "Wa inna al-ayna la tadma," and our tears are rolling down for you. Bury him, O Sahabi, this beloved son of mine, Ibrahim, with Usman bin Maz'un, the first person to be buried there in Baqi, after the hijrah and migration to Medina Munawwara of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All this happening in the 10th year of the hijrah. So the Sahaba buried him there in the same grave of Usman bin Maz'un. So his mother's name was Maria Qibtiyya the Copt. You see that? So therefore, you keep your daughter's name Maria. Excellent it is. And she is not buried in Baqi. She's buried there in Medina, but in other places. Remember, Sayyidina Umar performed the Janaza Salat. She passed away, you must remember, in the 16th year. So nevertheless, the point I'm making here is this, that each one of us should know that Maria means to be fair, fair in complexion. Excellent name to keep.
Mufti Sahab, what is your opinion on making dua after Farz Salah? Did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make dua after Farz Salah, and should we continue making it by lifting our hands?
There is no such thing. You must remember that is what is my opinion and your opinion and all that. In Islam, we don't work like that. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, if you read his fatawa and verdicts and so forth, he said, Iyaka wa ashab al-ra'i. That you must abstain from these people of opinion, want to give this opinion, and so forth. And 90% of the time, the opinions are against the Sharia. They are the enemies of Islam when you do that. So there's no such thing as my opinion. One day, one Salafi scholar sent me this. He says, where you come with the Dalil, and so forth, and so on, that there is dua after Farz Salat. So I told the Junaid Mutabir, me, I can't do these things properly. I brought my Tuhfatul Ahwazi, very good print, you see. And I taught 12 years, mashallah, in Darul Newcastle, Tirmidhi Sharif, and I used to use this. This Tuhfatul Ahwazi is the commentary in Arabic of Tirmidhi Sharif, written by a Salafi. And there he writes, Ad-du'a'u ba'dal maktubat. He mentions 5 or 6 hadiths. I send that 5, 6 pages to that Salafi scholar. Until now, he's finished, he can't answer it. So the problem is this. The Salafis say you mustn't make dua. That's wrong. Some of our Maulvis and Sheikhs, they say you must make dua. And if you don't make dua, it's like you committed a sin. So that is ifrat and tafrit. Both parties going to the extreme. We say there is dua after Farz Salat. You can do it individually. You can do it collectively. You raise your hands, you wipe your hands over your face, all that acceptable. I'll give you the dalil for wiping the face and all that also. So, but sometimes the imam must educate the people and say that today no dua. But at first win their confidence and then educate them and so forth. So it is sunnah, but we must not make it farz and so forth and compulsory. So that is where the problem lies. But to say there is no dua like the Salafis, we reject that. Ibn Hajar rahimahullah speaks about when you finish with your dua, you raise your hands and then you rub it over your face. Go open Bulughul Maram, Kitabul Dua, right in the ending. He says, well, ahadith fi hadhal bab kathira. There are so many ahadith on this topic here. So therefore, it reaches the rank of Hasan li ghayri. Now, this is technical jargon where the awam and the Maulvis don't understand it, half of them. So you must remember that. So therefore, all that is sunnah. You mustn't get influenced by the Salafis. Salafis are Muslim, but 80-90% of this day and this age, they are dhal and mudhil. They astray themselves and they lead others astray. I challenge any Salafi Maulvi today where you're lecturing, go on a mimbar and say, MBS is murtad bin shaitan, building sanamas in Medina and Makkah. On that grounds alone, he's murtad straight away. You must remember that. We can give other 100 reasons also.
Mufti Sahab, can I reply to the azan if I'm in the state of haid?
Yes, 100%. Remember, it doesn't mean you are in the state of menses or in your postpartum and postnatal that you are in the fast. Then you hear the adhan, you must remain silent. No, you should reply, it's fine. إِذَا أَذَّنَ الْمُؤَذِّنُ فَقُولُوا مِثْلَ مَا يَقُولُ الْمُؤَذِّنُ ثُمَّ صَلُّوا عَلَيَّ. When the adhan is rendered, then reply to the adhan. And just one adhan here in Lens, we got 50 adhan. So you reply to one of them, and then you read Durood Sharif, Salawat, salutations upon me. So 100% sunnah, although you are in your haiz and menses, totally permissible, no problem.
Mufti Sahab, what is the best dua to read for a critically ill person battling with sickness? Can khatams be done for him?
When people have renal failure, people have cardiac arrest, heart attack, people have leukemia, people have all these type of illnesses, sicknesses, which normally people will just die and pass away. Everything happens with the will and decree of Allah, not with our degrees. So in cases like that, you must read Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu. You, the family, read La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. There's no need to call people to one house and make khatam of Quran. Tell everybody, read in your own leisure time for the pleasure of Allah. Read Surah Fatiha, read Surah Yasin, read the whole Quran and make dua. What dua? Give out charity. What dua you must read for people who are in this condition, chronically ill? So remember Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khayran lahu fahyihi. When I came back from Aqsa, I fastened Ihram, and then Makkah, Umrah, then Medina, and I came home, and I saw my brother 2002, and the doctor, African doctor, what a gentleman. He told me, your brother is critically ill, so I have to stand there by him and read, Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khayran lahu faahyihi wa in kanatil wafatu khayran lahu fatawaffahu. Ya Allah, if life is better for him, give him life. Ya Allah, if death is better for him, give him death. The next day the doctor say, Dad, we can't do anything. What you want? I said, remove everything. You understood? I don't have to make mashura, consult anybody. You remove the ventilator, remove everything. So remember, you do that, there is no sin upon you. So you make dua whatever is best. But when you make dua, the person must die. But you must say, you know, if it is better for him, and pass away with iman. That is crucial and vital. Remember that. Last question.
Sir, what is the ruling of wearing ihram and going on to the mataf if you are not making umrah? According to the Saudis, it's not allowed.
Understand this, the Saudi regime is a kafir regime, and MBS is murtad, and whoever agrees with him is also murtad. You got it clear? So we don't have to listen to the Saudi regime. It's not their father's haram, it's not MBS haram, it's not Salman's haram, it's not Abdul Aziz haram. Allah says, وَلْيَتَّوَّفُوا بِالْبَيْتِ الْعَتِيقِ. It belongs to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone. You just fasten your ihram and you go make the tawaf, nafil tawaf, although you're not making for umrah anything, and you go downstairs. They tell you, you must go upstairs. But when they come make tawaf, then they make downstairs. So where the hell is the justice in that? So remember that all you meant, just wear ihram and you go. You don't have to listen to them. You must remember that. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Tirmidhi, Ya Bani Abd Manaf, la yamna anna ahadun minkum yatufu bihadha al-bayt. You're not allowed to prevent anybody making tawaf of the Baytullah. So whether it's downstairs or upstairs, not their father's haram does. So it's Allah's haram. Allahumma ahlik ahli sa'ud, kama ahlakta adu wa samud. Ameen. Salamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.